Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. Raised with Jesus is a biblically literate podcast for Toledo and beyond. And today, we're looking at the closing portion of Ephesians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 17, Paul writes, "So I tell you this and testify to it in the Lord. Do not walk any longer as the Gentiles walk in their futile way of thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Because they have no sense of shame, they have given themselves over to sensuality, with an ever-increasing desire to practice every kind of impurity. But you did not learn Christ in that way, if indeed you have heard of him and were taught in him, since the truth is in Jesus. As far as your former way of life is concerned, you were taught to take off the old self, which is corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be renewed continually in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, which has been created to be like God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, after you put away lying, let each of you speak truthfully with your neighbor, because we are all members of one body. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil an opportunity. Let the one who has been stealing steal no longer. Instead, let him work hard doing what is good with his own hands, so that he has something to share with a person who is in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come from your mouths. Say only what is beneficial when there is a need to build up others, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of every kind of bitterness, rage, anger, quarreling, and slander, along with every kind of malice. Instead, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as God in Christ has forgiven us." This is the word of our God. As Paul continues his spiral outward from the opening half for chapters 1, 2, and 3, and the opening, 6 or 7 verses of chapter 4, where he talked about the unity that we have in Christ and the characteristics and everything that we share in common, and he continues his spiral outward from there, talking about the differences that we have, the differences that are within the body of Christ. And beginning earlier, we had seen the different gifts, the different responsibilities, the different vocations. Now we talk about the different temptations that people may have. And we who are united in Christ, we will seek to maintain this unity together. And part of maintaining that unity means each of us individually struggling against the temptations and fighting against the temptations that present themselves to each of us. Different temptations for different people, and definitely different temptations at different stages of one's life. One might consider the words of the psalmist, that, forgive me, Lord, for the sins of my youth. That young people struggle with a different set of temptation than somebody who is older or somebody who is retired. That men typically have different temptations or temptations that present themselves in different ways than women do. That people with, various backgrounds or various different medical conditions have different temptations than people who don't have those same backgrounds or medical conditions, that people in different vocations and with different, positions in life, then they have different temptations than people with other vocations. For instance, a mother or a father has a different set of temptations than just somebody who is a child and has no children, or somebody who is married versus somebody who isn't married. A lot of the temptations are similar. They might be, the fifth commandment and talking about harming somebody else or even using our words to harm somebody else, like the eighth commandment. Maybe it's talking about the godly use of the body in the sixth commandment. But those temptations present themselves in different ways to different people at different times. And one of the big ideas here is that Paul says, no matter the temptation, you have been made new. You have been made different. And you do not walk as the Gentiles walk in the futility of their thinking. Verse 17, if you're following along in your paper Bible. And you just got to stop and think about that. Just one hot second, right? Because these Ephesians are predominantly Gentiles. They are not Jewish people. They are Greeks and maybe some other ethnic groups that lived around Ephesus there. But they predominantly are not Jewish people. That means they are Gentiles. But Paul draws a sharp line because chapters 1, 2, and 3, he had said and he had made it plain and clear that your identity now is not in your ethnicity or your racial background or your language. Your identity is in Christ. And your identity as a Christian supersedes. It is stronger than, it goes above and beyond any other previous identity. So that now he is talking to these Ephesians. He's talking to them as Christians. He's not making any more reference to their ethnic background, to the fact that they are not Jewish people. He says, don't live as the Gentiles do, and you don't count as a Gentile anymore because you have been united in Christ and you have been made a member of the body of Christ. And so in these verses, you know, verses 17 through 19 in particular, when he's talking about these Gentiles, you could even substitute the idea of the unbeliever. Because that's who he's really talking about. That's what he's really talking about. Don't walk as the unbelievers walk in their futile way of thinking. They are darkened in their understanding. They are alienated from the life of God. And the alienation is because of the hardness of their own hearts. It is their own fault that they are unbelievers. And it is only by God's grace that you and I are believers. That's part of the conundrum. That's part of that mystery that we talked about back in chapter 3. That I cannot contribute anything, even a movement, a decision, an acceptance in becoming a Christian, but Christ has given everything to you and to me. And the unbeliever, the person who is without Christ and without faith, bears 100% of the blame, the guilt, and the accountability for that status because of the hardness of their hearts. End of verse 18. And they are ignorant and separated from the life of God because of that hardness of their hearts. And verse 19, you know, Paul writing here 2,000 years ago, he might just as well be writing about our modern day because they have no sense of shame. They have given themselves over to sensuality with an ever-increasing desire to practice every kind of impurity. It doesn't take too much thought or too much investigation to look at the sensational headlines that make the news, whether it's headlines of violence or abuse, headlines of different social movements under the banner of equality and whatever that may, however you interpret that, or even the idea that a man presenting himself as a woman or a woman presenting himself as a man is something that is normal and natural and not a, you know, a medical condition that we need to address with medical intervention and with the Word of God. All of that, maybe you could see how it would match up with verse 19. Due to the hardness of the heart of the unbeliever, there is no sense of shame. There is giving selves over to sensuality with an ever-increasing desire to practice every kind of impurity. But we need to keep this in context, because verse 17 is still in this same paragraph. Paul says, do not walk any longer as the Gentiles walk in their futile way of thinking. And so we also turn that microscope, that magnifying glass, on the Christian heart and on the Christian action. That Paul says, you know the truth. You've been given new life. You've been called to this new life. You've been made a member of the body of Christ so that your identity is found in Christ. So don't live and walk and act and talk as the Gentiles do. Look at your own life. Is there gossip among God's people? Is there lust within the heart? Are there lies that get slid by? Is there just a fudging of the numbers when it comes time to prepare the tax return? Or you fill in the blank. Paul says, do not walk as the Gentiles do. You've been given a new life. Verse 20 is where he goes with that. The divine but. This tremendous change. But you, dear Christian, did not learn Christ in that way. If indeed you did learn about Christ, he admits that there may be some who have not heard of Christ. But really, he's playing things down, downplaying things a little bit to say, oh, yes, you do know Christ. And the believer who hears these words, oh, yes, I do know Christ, recalling the facts of Jesus. And so Paul says, this is your life now. As far as your former way of life is concerned, you are taught to take off the old self, which is corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be renewed continually in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, which has been created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is worthy of more discussion. We'll pick it up here with our Bible reading again next week. But as you go about your day, I want you to remember one thing. And it's not, you know, the bad, evil things that the unbelievers of this world are doing. And it's not the bad, evil things that even Christians still do. It's the fact that your identity is Christian, that you are in Christ, that despite your actions and maybe your even attitudes and words to the contrary, that you have been made new. So put on that new self and do not walk as the Gentiles do in futility, but live in Christ. You can find us Sunday mornings at 2250 South Hollandsvania Road in Maumee. You could also check out the show notes and find a church nearby you. Just click that link, yearbook.wales.net, and put in your address. Give us a follow on Instagram at Raised with Jesus, and if you see us on Facebook through Resurrection Maumee, give us a like, a comment, and a share. That will vastly spread the number of people that get to see our post. God bless your day.